A new report from the Suffolk County Fair Housing Task Force recommends lawmakers increase the undercover testing of real estate agents to reduce housing discrimination on Long Island. Elaine Gross is a member of the task force and president of Erase Racism.
People don't realize they've been discriminated against unless they know what happened to the white person who asked for the same thing.
Other recommendations include increased anti-bias training and establishing public anti-discrimination ratings for real estate agents. The task force also recommends changing zoning laws to allow for diversified multifamily housing and apartments in certain neighborhoods. You're listening to C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region. Coming up, increasing transparency at LIPA, banning flavored e-cigarettes in Connecticut fails, and the state says yes to pot. I'm Sabrina Garone. Top executives who regulate and manage electricity distribution on Long Island could have to make their salaries public. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports it's part of a package of bills to hold Long Island Power Authority and its service provider accountable and transparent.
A months-long process is underway at LIPA to reevaluate its service contract with PSEG Long Island since the utility company's poor performance in response to Tropical Storm Isaias last August. LIPA could replace its contract with other service providers or manage the regional electric grid themselves. The process has strained public confidence in both LIPA and PSEG Long Island. The legislation allows New Yorkers to review executive compensation of public utilities and requires LIPA and its service providers to report to the state on a semi-annual basis their expenses, including advertising and lobbying dollars. A measure also requires service providers like PSEG Long Island to complete an annual stress test of all outage management and communication systems, the same ones that broke down during Isaias and left customers in the dark for several days without notice. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.
A measure to ban flavored e-cigarettes in Connecticut failed this week. Health advocates are not disappointed. John J. Mudgett has the story.
During the General Assembly's special session this week, a measure was added to the budget that targeted the manufacturing of flavored e-cigarettes, as opposed to restricting the sale of these products. Opponents of the measure say it had too many loopholes, such as an exemption for any product that the government determines to be a modified risk tobacco product. Matthew Myers, president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, says the Connecticut legislature is selling out the state's children to do the bidding of tobacco and vaping companies. He also says he would rather see no ban at all than the diluted version that was voted on. John J. Mudgett, WSHU News.
Connecticut is now the 19th state to legalize the adult use of recreational marijuana. More on that coming up, but first headlines and a message from C19 supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Everyone 12 and up is eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine. First doses are available without appointments at most state-run sites. Appointments could still be needed, though, for second doses. In Connecticut, they can be scheduled online at ct.gov/COVID-vaccine or by phone at 877-918-2224. New Yorkers can set up a second dose appointment online using the Am I Eligible app and by phone at 833-697-4829. The U.S. General Services Administration is trying to sell the Penfield Reef Lighthouse off the coast of Fairfield, Connecticut. That's after a bidder in 2016 was unable to complete the transaction. Those interested must register in advance and submit a $10,000 registration. Bidding starts at $100,000. The buyer of the lighthouse must accept that their new property will remain an active aid to navigation. That means the lighthouse can't be converted in any way that affects its ability to operate. Judges in charge of hearing cases like noise complaints and illegal dumping in Huntington on Long Island will have to limit their political activities. That's after the Huntington Town Board voted unanimously to restrict judges who are on the town's Bureau of Administrative Adjudication. The legislation prohibits bureau judges from taking a leadership or consulting role for any party or political organization, endorsing candidates, or offering campaign contributions. The adult recreational use of marijuana has finally been approved in Connecticut. Lawmakers passed the bill in the Senate 16-11 today. The House passed it by a vote of 76-62 yesterday. WSHU's Eba Ngudama reports that Governor Lamont is expected to sign it into law.
Connecticut residents 21 and over will be able to use marijuana starting July 1st. Retail sales would begin in May 2022. Lamont had threatened to veto an earlier version of the bill that passed in the Senate because it included last-minute changes to provisions that build equity in the sale of marijuana. The amendments were removed in the House. Senator Gary Winfield of New Haven told lawmakers why the social equity provisions are necessary.
In 1971, when the war on drugs started, there was policy that is intended to negatively impact certain citizens. That's not the way laws are supposed to be made. What we did was we put in place unjust laws. The reason why I think this is important is because we have operated for 50 years with unjust laws that target certain communities.
Connecticut is the 19th state to legalize pot. Eba Ngudama, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford Healthcare. Thank you for listening. I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.